Our scripture lesson this evening is coming from the book of Joel, chapter 2, verses 1 and 2, and 12 through 17. Joel, chapter 2, verses 1 and 2, and 12 through 17. And I will be reading from the New International Version, but I invite you to read along in the translation of your choice. Let us hear what the Spirit of the Lord would speak to us this evening. Blow the trumpet in Zion. Sound the alarm on my holy hill. Let all who live in the land tremble, for the day of the Lord is coming. It is close at hand. A day of darkness and gloom, a day of clouds and blackness. Like dawn spreading across the mountains, a large and mighty army comes, such as never was in ancient times, nor ever will be in ages to come. Even now, declares the Lord, return to me with all your heart, with fasting and weeping and mourning. Rend your heart and not your garments. Return to the Lord your God, for he is gracious and compassionate, slow to anger and abounding in love. And he relents from sending calamity. Who knows? He may turn and relent and leave behind a blessing, grain offerings and drink offerings for the Lord your God. Blow the trumpet in Zion, declare a holy fast, call a sacred assembly. Gather the people, consecrate the assembly, bring together the elders, gather the children, those nursing at the breast. Let the bridegroom leave his room and the bride her chamber. Let the priests who minister before the Lord weep between the portico and the altar. Let them say, spare your people, Lord. Do not make your inheritance an object of scorn, a byword among the nations. Why should they say among the peoples, where is their God? This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. So Ash Wednesday marks the beginning of the season of Lent. And Lent is a holy season for the church. During Lent, people often say that they are giving up something as an act of penitence. But I always say, why give up something that you will go back to doing after Lent is over? Instead of giving up something, why not take up reading the Word of God daily and applying it to your life? Intentionally spending time in prayer, not only petitioning God for the things you want, but asking God to show you what's on his heart and how you may more faithfully serve him. And if we must give up something, why not give up things like doubt and worry and unforgiveness and critical thoughts, stinginess in giving, apathy toward those who are in need around us, or an unwillingness to use our time, talent, and money to do the work of Christ in our churches and our community. The church needs Lent more than ever. The church needs Lent to remind us of who we are and what we are called to do and how desperately this world needs a Savior. The church in the United States is struggling to be a credible witness for Christ in our communities and cities that we reside in. Part of the church is conflicted and is trading being a prophetic voice for popularity and power. As Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. said in his message, A Knock at Midnight, the church must be reminded that it is not the master or the servant of the state, but rather the conscience of the state. It must be the guide and critic of the state and never its tool. If the church does not recapture its prophetic zeal, it will become an irrelevant social club without moral or spiritual authority. Say so.
Yeah.
Yeah. Amen?
Yeah.
Lent is that knock at the door, a reminder that it's midnight. Throughout biblical history, we see God's prophets speaking God's truth to people and the powers that be, which often set them on the opposite side of safety. Jezebel tried to kill Elijah. Jeremiah was opposed by the false prophets in his day. John the Baptist was beheaded for calling Caesar out for his sinful relationship. And Jesus was arrested, tried, crucified, and killed for threatening the powers that be in his day. Yet today, we have some Christian leaders that pride themselves on being the moral voice of our nation, who have become complicit and cozy with governmental leaders. They ignore the biblical mandate to care for the poor, the orphan, the widow, the single mom, the refugee, and the immigrant. And in these days, in the midst of great technological achievements and giant medical leaps and money, so much money that everybody in the world could be fed. In spite of that comes a staggering disillusionment and an endless sea of disappointment and a deep longing for the bread of hope. The church is to be the source of that hope. The church needs Lent. People who are characterized as those less fortunate or are of a different skin color are called lazy or ungrateful. They are often disregarded or discarded, irrelevant to the privileged many, it seems. While our nation's leaders highlight the sins of those they oppose while excusing those who can help them push forward their agenda. However, God does not cherry-pick sins, correcting one while ignoring another. As the scripture says, all have sinned and all have fallen short of the glory of God. The prophet Joel describes a crisis coming and a period of judgment for God's people, foreign nations, and the purification and restoration of God's people through intense suffering. He calls for God's people to fast, to lament, to wail, to blow the trumpet, to put on sackcloth, and to seek God, worshiping God in spirit and in truth. This is true of the season of Lent as a time of repentance, a time to say, give me a clean heart, O God, and renew a right spirit within me. The prophet's cry still rings loud today. Joel chapter 2 says, even now declares the Lord, return to me with all your heart, with fasting and weeping and mourning. Rend your heart and not your garments. Return to the Lord your God, for he is gracious and compassionate, slow to anger and abounding in love, and he relents from sending calamity. Who knows? He may turn and relent and leave behind a blessing. I don't know about you. I want the blessing. Amen. I don't want the wrath. Amen. The church needs Lent to call it from succumbing to the culture's 11th commandment, thou shalt not get caught. Amen? Dr. King wrote, according to the ethics of midnight, the cardinal sin is to be caught, and the cardinal virtue is to get by. It's all right to lie, but one must lie with real finesse. It's all right to steal if one is so dignified that if caught, the charge becomes embezzlement and not robbery. It is even permissible to hate if one so dresses his hating in the garments of love that hating appears to be loving. Giving people a box of food. Amen. Taking their health care. Amen. Going to build infrastructure. Oh, we're going to give all these people jobs through building roads, but we're going to cut Medicare, Medicaid, food stamps. Give a waitress $1.50 and give the millionaires an extra million. The guise, amen, of loving someone while really discarding them, disrespecting them, hating them. The prophet Joel says, blow the trumpet in Zion. Sound the alarm on my holy mountain. Let all the inhabitants of the land tremble, for the day of the Lord is coming. The Lord, he doesn't come for revenge like us. Amen. Thank God, God is not like us. A whole lot of people be toast by now, including you and me, because if somebody disliked us, amen, they might wish that we were gone. Amen. The Lord comes because of justice. In Hebrew, mishpat, the act of being just. Any lack of charity, mercy, or justice is a violation of God's law and of justice. Because justice reflects the character of God. And we who are his image bearers are called to be just. The Apostle Paul's words from 2 Corinthians chapter 5, verse 2b, are relevant for us as we begin this season of Lent. He says, see, now is the acceptable time. See, now is the day of salvation. All we have is now. Amen? We might plan what we're going to do tomorrow or the next day or the next day, but we don't know. Amen? I could ride down the road and a Mack truck hit me and I'm going to glory. Amen. So I better do what God is calling me to do now. Yes. Amen. I better be faithful to Christ now so that any moment, at any blink of an eye, he can call me home and I don't have to worry about it. Amen. Because I'll be in his presence. And I can hear him say, my daughter, good and faithful servant, well done. Atta girl. Amen. Don't you want to hear God say that? I don't want to have Jesus wipe the tears from my eyes because I lived a trifling life. Amen. Some folk getting in heaven by the skin of their teeth, I believe. And that's called grace. Amen. We are called to repentance on this Ash Wednesday. And that repentance involves, as Joel the prophet said, a rending of our hearts. For it is in our hearts that sin really resides. Is it not? Mm-hmm. Our inner beings. That's where we nurse our grudges and hatreds. Amen? Mm-hmm. Smile at me all you want. You may hate my guts. Amen? Mm-hmm. That's where our desires and our lusts lie, where we shape our self-will and our thoughtlessness concerning God's will. Amen. As Jesus teaches, what comes out of a person? What comes out of a person is what defiles him. Amen. Out of the abundance of the heart, the mouth speaks. What you say shows who you are. Amen. And so it is in our hearts that we need to repent of our waywardness, the injustice we remain silent over. And we need to direct our lives toward God. Religious acts of devotion are not enough. You can be in the church all your life and go straight to hell. It's true. Amen?
Amen.
It's more than just coming and sitting and going home. When you know Jesus Christ, he makes you want to live right. Amen. You love him. And because you love him, you want to keep his commandments. You want to please him. It gives you joy to please Jesus. You don't come to church just because you have to come to church. You come to church because you want to come to church. Amen. Because you love the Lord. Because he's worthy of all the glory and the honor and praise. And you want to join with your brothers and sisters in Christ and give him glory and hear his word and study and learn together and serve together, because you know that you are partakers in this holy work of salvation and reconciliation in the world. Amen. Amen. We're dust. That's true. We all know it. But God chose us to do his work. He's good. Amen?
Amen?
So Lent is a time to mourn the ways we forget God. The best of us forget God sometimes. Amen? The best of us are willful sometimes. The best of us think really ugly things sometimes. Amen? The best of us ignore the voice of God and choose to do our own thing sometimes. The church needs Lent to say, return to God. Rend your heart, not your garments. Put away self-righteousness and superficial acts of worship. And worship me from your heart. Amen. Draw near to me because I'll draw near to you. That's what God says. Amen. He says, when you seek me with all your heart, I will let you find me. There are some people I just love to be around. Amen. But what I love more than anything in this world is the presence of the Lord. Amen. Can you say that? If you can't, you better think twice. Amen. Praise be to God. He's good. Amen. The church needs Lent. Amen.